This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you agree with me in regards to Evan's beard?
That he looks like an orangutan?
Yeah.
I think he looked so much better with the beard. When he grew his hair out, it looked bad. But if he tightened up the hair and then let the beard go and then manicured the beard, he looked more like a man than he ever had.
I was surprised at just how full that beard was.
Yeah, it was impressive.
I had no idea he had that much testosterone in him.
It doesn't mean that he's got that, you know, I don't know if it's a full
testosterone. That's a full man beard.
It is a full man beard, yeah.
And I give him credit for it. See that red beard in the middle on CBS Sports Network?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I guess that's colored.
Yeah, he put color in those.
Yeah, what, is that what he's doing?
No, that's what he did. And he was going
to
do it.
So what do you want him to do? What do you, that lower right-hand picture, he had his hair slicked back.
Yeah, he just needs like a regular men's haircut.
I don't think you should do the beard. And then, I don't personally.
Don't do it again.
But his wife like it or no?
I don't.
Did he ever talk about that?
I'm sure he did many times back then when he was doing this, but I'm not sure. But
don't
yes.
do it again. He doesn't need to do it again. Don't do this nonsense.
I mean, but Pete Alonso, if he has that 50 home run season behind Juan Soto. And watch out.
Right. So I believe that this is one of the reasons why I wanted Pete back so much was because of Juan Soto being inserted in this lineup. And, you know, you think about this, it should be a very formidable lineup. Now, Alvarez is not, he's not in it now. He's hurt. So they probably have a hole at catcher when it comes to batting.
I feel like they've had a hole at catcher since Jerry
Mike Piazza.
Yeah.
Whatever. But, yeah. Or Gary Carter, right? They've had some great catchers, but just not as of late. But Alvarez out now, that lessens the lineup. But I will say that the top of that lineup is going to be, should be, you know, pretty productive. And I would like to think that he's going to get back to 50-110.
That would be awesome.
That would be great for him. Because I mean, I do like him as a Met. And I am a big fan of him and his abilities. Especially, I love the way, and I don't know if it's all, I believe it's genuine when he talks about how he loves the home run hitting contest, loves being in the middle of all of that,
yeah.
Promoting the sport.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody felt that way, you know, like it would be great.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing about Pete and his personality and him wanting to be here that you could dislike. I mean, the only thing was, and the reason why the contract thing got where it was, is he's on the wrong side of 30 for baseball players, and also he was just miserable in the clutch last year.
Well,
until he hit the biggest home run of the year.
Well, let's give a 31-year-old pitcher $218 million.
You're talking about Max Fried?
Who can't start on opening day.
Yeah, and you've transitioned to the Yankees now, yes?
No, I'm just talking about north of 30 getting $218 million dollars to potentially pitch 30 games a year.
Mm. Well, if they're lucky.
Yeah. Vinny in Staten Island. What do you got, Vinny?
Hey, to answer Gio's question, Evan does have an exposed ass. He works for him. It's Sean Marash.
Oh, hey. Easy with that.
Yeah, we like Sean. Sean's raising money now for the
bike tour.
The bike tour for BEF.
Yeah. No, I do got to check on something because I might be doing something with Sean Marash. Marash?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm.
You might be doing something.
Maybe.
Now, this would be a good time to promote the two things that I am doing to raise money for the bike tour and the Boomer Esiason Foundation.
I see that Allie basically straightened that whole thing out now, and you are very prominent.
Yes.
As a guest bartender for Allie's fundraiser.
That's correct. So it's Saturday, March 29th, 2 o'clock, Nutty Irishman in Farmingdale. We'll be doing that, guest bartending, and then Sunday, April 27th, either 2 or 3 o'clock, we'll decide on that as the Portly Villager one. So, a lot of funds coming BEF's way, thanks to these fine establishments. So, what are you doing with Sean? Taking him to a Ranger game?
Well, no. I mean, I still have to do that, but right now, I don't think he wants to go. I don't think a lot of Ranger fans are, like me, are a little bit disgusted with this, the whole thing going down the way it is going down right now, but I will say that there is a potential where he and I may be doing what you and Allie are doing.
Oh, look at that.
I'm still waiting on confirmation for this.
Okay. Well, that would be great. And then, of course, you know, we've got the one in Jersey with Al that he's got all set up.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I actually do. I have a date I can give you.
It's actually happening. Dude, step it up. I like it.
I have April 25th. It's a Friday.
Ooh, okay.
In Bradley Beach. Details to follow.
All right. April 25th, yeah, Bradley Beach. What, do you have a time? It's like 1 to 3 in the afternoon.
And we're going
to
do a late afternoon. It's going to be at the Bradley Brew Project.
Oh, like a happy hour.
Yeah, like Al's boring happy hour, but details to follow. We're still working out. You know, in New Jersey, they put a lot of restrictions on breweries, so we just have to get it all lined up.
It's called regulations, Al.
Yeah, but,
and they suck.
Yes, thank you so much.
Right. Where's your liberty, Al? Where is your liberty? That's what I want to know.
April 25th, Bradley Beach.
Okay.
Look at this.
Make plans to come down.
We got to be breaking records this year with the raising money for the bike tour. Has to be better than last year.
It better be.
It has to be.
It has to be.
I mean, this is going to be huge. Let's go to Mike, who's in New Rochelle, joins us this morning on The Fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How we doing,
man? Good morning, Mike. What's happening, brother?
Hey, I'll be performing at Caroline's from 8 to 8:02 on Friday.
Yeah, great.
All right, two quick questions. Boom.
Yeah.
I wanted to settle something real quick. I got my cousin out in Albuquerque listening. Were you or were you not on the roster the game of the freezer game?
I was not on that. I was at the University of Maryland sitting in front of a fireplace saying, "Oh my God, I hope the Bengals don't draft me."
Bang, $100 in my favor.
That's what I'm talking about. Yep.
I knew that one. We could have just looked it up, but we just wanted to hear it from you.
Yeah,
but
Kenny Anderson was the quarterback that day.
Oh, yeah, Kenny Anderson, a lot of That was a big day for Cincinnati. That was like a big turnaround for the city.
Yeah.
Because after that game, after that year, you came in.
Yeah.
You know, and you took the reins for a little bit, you know. And but anyway, attention, Giant Jet fans, please. You see it coming, boom. Don't these two quarterbacks are not first round capable. I'm a Giant fan, and the reason why I call, they got to go either. Shane has to really do this the right way. I think he has to pull it off and make believe that he wants one of these quarterbacks so he could trade down a little bit and get a dart and still get a sick defensive player or best player at that stage.
Or another wide receiver or a big-time wide receiver. Yeah.
Even Hunter, because Hunter, you don't have to play him. Like, you could play him at wide receiver, and you could still play him at cornerback now. Not as much as you would think, but he could still help the defense with the signings that they made.
If they draft Travis Hunter, he's going to be a starting cornerback for them, and then they'll give him some offensive package plays. But they're going to whoever drafts him is going to, I believe, they're going to start him on defense. He's got to learn how to play against these wide receivers. He's a great athlete. He's got great instincts. That's the thing about him. His instincts are terrific, and he's a terrific wide receiver too. But I think they'll start him at defensive back, and then they'll use some package here or package there for him to get him, you know, involved on the offense. But you're also risking injury too, though. And you know, the NFL is completely different than college and high school. And, you know, he played at the HBCU, and then, of course, he played at Colorado. He was by far the best athlete on the field. And, you know, he could have his way on that field. You cannot do that in the NFL.
Yeah, I would be surprised if he ended up falling to three. I guess in the scenario that would happen, Abdul Carter would go one to the Titans, and then Cam Ward would go two to the Browns to leave Hunter for the Giants at three. But I don't see it playing out that way. I still feel like the Titans are going to take Hunter, and then the Browns are going to take Ward, and then, you know, Shador will be there, and maybe Abdul Carter in that scenario will definitely be there if they want to go with him.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.